The Office of the Information Commissioner's Compliance Review of the Queensland Police Service, which was tabled in the Queensland Legislative Assembly on the 25th of October 2011, examined compliance with the Right to Information Act and the Information Privacy Act. The most significant finding of the review is that Queensland Police need to publish its crime statistics to be compliant with the Ministerial Guidelines on Publication Schemes. The Solomon Report on Queensland's FOI laws reminded us about the importance of information. Information is a dimension of all government activity, how a society is governed, who participates in government, how decisions are made, and how information is managed. This is particularly so for the Queensland Police Service. The Solomon Report recommended a strategic information policy to ensure the priority given to computer technology would become a shared priority with improved information management. It recommended other mechanisms to improve the flow of information to the community, one of which is the publication scheme. The Premier's guidelines on how the publication scheme is to operate require agencies to push significant, appropriate and accurate information into the public space. To do this, agencies need a plan to steadily improve the availability and accessibility of information over time. Information should be managed with the kind of systems and processes that are used to manage other organisational assets like finance and human resources. The place for agencies to start is to identify the one or two things that will make a significant difference to services and the objective of an informed community. For the Queensland Police Service, this means publishing crime statistics. 2 years into the implementation period, Queensland Police needs to take meaningful steps to achieve this. A number of agencies are of the belief that they already publish sufficient information on their websites and that nothing more is required of them. However, such a view sheds no light on how usable the community finds the information. After all, the Right to Information reforms are about improving the flow of information to the community and for an informed community, not just for the sake of pushing information out. The utility of information in the hands of the community is largely determined by a range of factors, including availability, currency, searchability, discoverability, transaction costs, and the preservation of information and the conditions on the use of information. This audit has found that Queensland Police have significant work to do with respect to their information management practices.